It's time for the Geek Game. Too long, didn't read.
What do you mean I have to do a TLDR? Come on, what do you mean you gotta work?
Ugh, the curse of a flexible schedule, I tell ya. All right, well, welcome to Geek Cave TLDR for those who just don't want to take the time to read. So, my name is Chad. I am here all by myself, and I am talking about the Sony State of Play from February 25th, 2021. And it is mostly just updates. Oh my goodness, there's so many updates. There's Crash Bandicoot updates. You know, it's already out. It's coming out to PS5. And you know what that means? Free upgrades if you've already got it. You can even bring your incomplete save from the PS4 to the PS5. They're upgrading, of course, your 4K, your 60 FPS, enhanced 3D audio if you've got the right headphones. It's an upgrade. It does what upgrades do. We got Returnal. We got a little bit more info on that now, you know. But I'll tell you, the dude presenting this was just trying way too hard to be intense. It's like, bro, you got to let intensity flow through you. Don't try. Let it go. Anyway, Returnal, the combat still looks frenetic and dying and restarting. In my case, it's the anti-Soulsborne games, because dying and restarting now means that not only will the world change, but the enemies are going to change positions. So you're going to have to completely swap up the way you play. That's coming April 30th. Knockout City come out is like, hey, have you ever wanted to play dodgeball with the graphical fidelity of Sunset Overdrive? Now you can. It looks like it's only multiplayer, whether it's head-to-head or three-on-three. There's lots of maps. It's a shooter except with dodgeball. And if you go to knockoutcity.com, you can sign up for their cross-play beta. We got a first look at a game called Sifu coming from Slow Clap. It's what we get is an intense hall fight that looks like it came right out of Old Boy, just fewer hammers. Solar Ash, despite what you may be hoping for, is not a green energy powered Evil Dead. It is some kind of 3D platformer. It's crazy. I don't know. It looks very stylized, almost like a more stylized Mirror's Edge. It's all about platforming and fluidity. Whatever combat's there, honestly, I was too busy writing. Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach. My God, that looks terrifying. I don't think there's a single animatronic animal anywhere that looks good. They're all terrifying. But anyway, so such as it is. Oddworld Soulstorm coming April 6th. Hey, if you got PS Plus, as long as you're subscribed, you're going to get it for free. That's right, free. They did a lot of talk about the haptic feedback for all these. Now you're going to get that feedback in the PS5 controller to feel Abe's heartbeat. That's right, heartbeat. Heartbeat. Because nothing says, hey, I'm really into this game, like having your heart sync up with the heartbeat of a guy being chased by an army. They've added a couple of abilities, the ability to scavenge and loot and craft in the game. You're still going to be able to take control of NPCs, but also they're going to throw in some natural hazards now. So crossing a bridge, you may end up getting flattened by something that crashes into the bridge. We got an update on Kena, Bridge of Spirits. Of all the games that they showed, this is the one that I most want to play. Coming August 24th, it says pre-order, but come on, folks. Never pre-order anymore. No, there's no good reason to pre-order games anymore. But it looks like a fantasy adventure with a well-defined narrative. I find that appealing, and the game visuals, very clean, very colorful. Deathloop still has a cool James Bondy song to it, still has cool visuals. We have no idea what's going on, other than it looks like death will loop. And then they ended with the Final Fantasy VII, this time the Intergrade, which basically is saying, hey, we're going to upgrade from PS4 to PS5. The real-time combat of the game makes it look like something I might like to play, in theory. In reality, it's something that if Darren has, I'm going to play his copy because I'm not really a Final Fantasy gamer, but it looks really cool. So it's also getting upgraded graphics for the PS5, fog effects that'll make it harder to see what's going on, lighting that'll be more dynamic, generally brighter scenes, but it also looks like there's lower contrast ratio, so the lights and darks are a little bit closer together. Loading times were vastly improved, extra game difficulties, photo mode, because you can't have a game anymore without a photo mode. A new episode of the game featuring Yuffie. I don't know who that is, but she sounds really annoying. And if you have the PS4 version, then you get to upgrade to the PS5 for free. You know what the big news of this is? No Ratchet and Clank, no Horizon Zero Dawn, and no GD God of War. Of all of the games that I was looking forward to seeing an update on, even if it was just a cinematic, giving me a sense that, hey, are we going to fight Thor or are we just doing something else? Nope. No God of War. None. Zip, zilch, zero, nada, nothing. That's not surprising because Corey Barlog, he's got a name which is almost a cool character from Lord of the Rings. Corey Barlog is not creative director, or at least he's not said that he is. Also, he said that he didn't know that there was going to be a state of play, so I don't know what's going on, but in terms of whittling down a little over a half hour to just a little over 6 minutes, that's what I got. I hope that you have a great day. Join us for the Geek Cave podcast, and remember, everyone is a geek for something.
Hey, I'm going to get paid extra for this, right? Okay. Thanks then.
Sorry. Is this still on? This still. Everyone is a geek for something. Go do something else, folks.